Here's another weekend idea. Thousands of Californians will be joining people from all over the world in a remote Nevada desert for the annual celebration known as Burning Man. Over the years, Burning Man has developed a reputation for drugs, nonconformity, and lots of nudity. But for many participants, Burning Man is really about art. At a live workspace in West Oakland this week, two Bay Area artists were using saws, nail guns, and a sewing machine to construct their contribution to Burning Man, a giant fantasy bed shaped like a mouth.
I'm stitching onto a molar and stitching on ties that are going to help tie it to the structure for the top of the lip section and the bed in your head.
Karen Lewis is the co-creator of Bed in the Head. It's a multimedia piece bound for Nevada this weekend. She sits at her sewing machine maneuvering several white naugahyde teeth, teeth so large you can sit on them. When she's done, there will be a total of 16 molars.
I think probably went through about four different iterations of the patterns for these molars before finally getting it right. There aren't really any, patterns that you can buy off the shelf to make giant molars for your giant mouth bed, unfortunately.
Burning Man began 20 years ago as a private ritual on a San Francisco beach that culminated in the burning of a wooden structure. Since then, it's blossomed into a full-scale festival. Each Labor Day weekend, Nevada's Black Rock Desert is converted into a small city with more than 30,000 people, its own post office, and two daily newspapers created by the participants. The cheapest tickets cost $185, but you can forget about finding one of those. They sold out in January. This will be Karen Lewis's 9th or 10th Burning Man. She's kind of lost count.
It's kind of like if you were to go to a city as intense in New York City, but it was an art world. It's an art land. So the density of sculpture and performance and characters and creativity that is out there is incredible.
Although it sounds like a Woodstock for artists and intellectuals, the environment can be extremely harsh. Lewis says you'd better be prepared for it.
The weather can change very quickly out there. It can be really windy. There are dust storms that happen. A lot of people wear goggles out there, to keep that out of your eyes.
Each year's Burning Man has a theme, and this year's is the psyche. Karen Lewis's Bed in the Head will include six or seven television screens, playing videos of people recounting their dreams. Lewis says it's a theme she can relate to.
One of the reoccurring dreams that I have is one where it's a stress dream where my teeth actually start to fall out. I'll notice one's kind of loose and I'll pull it and then the rest of them start coming out. So then I wake up and I'm really glad that my teeth are all there and they're okay.
And then you call your dentist to make an appointment.
No, I probably should, but I don't.
Lewis's partner and Bed in the Head co-creator is Max Allstadt, a friendly 20-something carpenter and computer designer with scruffy blonde hair and a kind of mutton chop beard. He describes the logistical challenge of creating this enormous orifice.
Well, the bed itself is designed to look sort of like a giant mouth, but because a bed's got four sides and a mouth only sort of, it's got a front and a back to it, we've made this so that it's effectively two mouths meeting in the middle of the bed.
It's a little hard to picture, and Allstadt says the only way to experience the bed is to climb over the lips and into the mouth.
Step on it. It's made to be stepped on.
Oh, this is fun. Cool.
So this is very comfy. As the three of us sit on the giant tongue, Allstadt describes their creation.
We're sitting on a California king-size mattress that has been covered in taste buds crafted, from all sorts of different kinds of fabric. And we're surrounded by plush white vinyl teeth. And this is where you're going to be sitting and watching the films.
I'm getting this flashback that we're in the 1960s. I don't know what it is, if it's the shag carpeting. Doesn't it seem like this should be a scene in Austin Powers, maybe?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
It is. It's got a certain shagadelic quality to it. I don't think we really set out to go retro with it. It's just sort of a combination of where the aesthetics may have landed, if you're getting that impression.
This will be Allstadt's first Burning Man. He expects it to be like one big spontaneous collaboration in the middle of the desert, and he feels the process they used in creating their piece of art was good practice.
We had bankers here. We had out here working, financial advisors. We have We've had microbiologists, microbiologists, people from India, people from Eastern Europe. We had a Mongolian out here sewing with us as well, and just people from really, really from all walks of life. I would be surprised if less than 40 people's hands touch this project.
One thing's for sure, a lot more hands and feet and who knows what else will have touched it by the time the four-story wooden man goes up in flames Labor Day weekend. To see pictures of the bed and the head, go to our website, californiareport.org.